Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I am in post-NAMA conference. That's the 2011 Agri-Marketing Conference mode. So I'm going to take a little bit of a break, but the Zimcast must go on. And I think this might be our 300th Zimcast. That's kind of hard to believe that I've been doing this for 300 weeks or so now. But the new media world isn't so new anymore, is it? Well, first of all, let me thank our sponsor for the Zimcast. That is Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to meet another one of the board members of the AgChat Foundation, Kathy Swift. She is a veterinarian, and we're going to learn more about her and her involvement in social media to advocate, as we like to say. Kathy, I guess, first of all, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do, and then we'll talk a little bit about social media and farming today.
Well, I am a cattle veterinarian in northern Florida and southern Georgia. I'm also a mom, a jewelry artist, an ag nerd, love getting out and meeting other aspects of agriculture and the people involved with it, and now a bona fide social media nut.
Well, I certainly am too, and it's just been great to get to know you through this thing we call the AgChat Foundation and the weekly Twitter conversation. What I'd like to do is find out, though, how did you get involved in using social media, and especially as it relates to AgChat?
Well, I have to be honest, when I first got involved in social media, I just did it because everyone else was doing it. I didn't know what to expect. I really didn't know what to do. And a friend of mine was involved with Twitter a little bit, and he'd kind of mentioned it. I'm like, okay, sounds pretty cool. And at the time when we were both involved in Twitter, it really was just a personal communication tool between people who knew each other. And that's been about 2.5 years ago. And so you get in and you start following conversations, and all of a sudden I'm like, wow, there's some other ag people on here. And we just got to talking. And eventually the AgChat weekly conversation started. And I'm like, wow, this is a great way for us all to get together at least once a week and talk about what's on our minds or current events. And it's just taken off since then. And now I'm eager to say, or excited to say, that social media is a great way to make connections with people you don't know or people who want to get to know you better. And I can't imagine not having it now.
Well, you made a point there that I think we want to expand on here, and that is the fact that it was the conversation. What I still find the business world having a little struggle with is the fact that, you know, this isn't about reaching a mass audience in one tweet here, necessarily. It's really an online conversation where a lot of times that's one-on-one with somebody, and that can be very powerful because it's very personal.
And I think that's a great point. I know if I was on the street and somebody was like, oh, wow, she's a veterinarian, and oh, my gosh, there's no way I could approach her. But all of a sudden on social media channels, that wall is removed, and people really feel like they can approach you. And certainly I encourage that. If people have questions, concerns, you know, need something explained to them, you know, I'm there. I try to be really good about answering people who respond to me on social media channels.
Well, we've been doing this for over 2 years now, this thing we call AgChat. How would you describe what it's meant to you personally and professionally to have this kind of interaction?
Well, first of all, I think it's a great way for me to meet people with within the agriculture community. I'm a cattle veterinarian, so I certainly get to meet the dairy people and the beef people, but in terms of some of the other aspects like the corn farmers, cotton growers, you know, some of the other technology, machinery people, I don't ever get a chance to interact with them. So for me, it's been great to be able to expand my horizons. And then the other thing that I think is interesting is we do have a lot of people outside of agriculture watch and read our conversations while we're talking. And it's a great way to educate them and then eventually draw them into the conversation and say, what can we talk to you about? What are you interested in? How can we have a conversation around your questions and concerns?
There, I know, are farmers and others who I think are almost afraid to get involved and think this is really complicated. You know, I got to learn some really hard to learn software and stuff. What would you say to them in terms of just the ability to start using something like Twitter or Facebook, and do they need to get involved and do all of this at once?
Well, the easy answer to that is no. Pick one social media channel that you're interested in and go there. And then the second thing I would tell you is one of the things that I tell people I'm teaching is, for example, Twitter. I think of it as the world's largest cocktail party. So if you think of it like that, when you walk into a cocktail party and you see all these people, what's one of the things you think of? And I don't know about you, but I look for somebody I know and ask for that person to kind of, you know, help me out, show me around. And that's a great way to get started on any of these social media channels, is to find somebody you know and say, hey, can you give me a few pointers? Can you help me with some etiquette? How does this work? And that's just a great way to get your feet wet. And then, of course, you know, if you can join us in the Ag Chat conversations on Tuesday nights, you'll really meet a lot of people and really, really kind of expand your knowledge base there, too.
And we'll just point out here, Ag Chat is a Twitter conversation from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday evenings every week. Third week of the month, it's usually, we call it Food Chat because we want to expand that a little bit outside of just production agriculture type topics. But we usually have a topic with a moderator who posts questions. So it's something that you can, like you said, more people are just watching necessarily than are actually actively interacting there. But we want to encourage people to do that. And we'll point them to agchat.org to get more information on it. How about just what would you say to somebody, a farmer especially here, who is maybe on the fence, you know, should I really take this step to create a Twitter account if I don't already have one, which I hope most people do. Even if you don't use it, I say, like, maybe get your name if you can just to protect it, or your farm name. But what would you say to them?
I'd say just get started. There's no better time than now. Get started and just start sharing a little bit about what you're doing in your day. You know, using the cocktail party analogy, you know, if it's something that you would share with people at the party, then share it on your Twitter world. You know, hey, I got to go check on a cow that's calving. Looks like she might be having trouble. Or, you know, sure hope it doesn't rain today. I've really got to get this hay up. You know, you'd be surprised how much other people on Twitter that are just food consumers are really interested in hearing that kind of information. So what seems like a dull and boring day to you really is something that others want to hear about.
One thing we didn't touch on before we go here, and I just want to make sure we get it in here, is you are the cow art lady. You mentioned art, jewelry art there, but let's just put that in there. It's cowartandmore.com, I believe. So what do people find, and what is cow art?
Cow Art and More is an online collection of 2- and 3-dimensional art representing the agriculture industry. We have paintings, jewelry, mixed media pieces, tote bags, purses, you name it. If it's about agriculture, we like to carry it. You know, I love being a cattle veterinarian, but I've also got this creative side that sometimes practicing veterinary medicine doesn't fulfill. So I like to get a little creative, and I create a line of sterling silver jewelry that's on the site, and along the way met some other artists who create beautiful agricultural art and decided to showcase it all in one place.
Wonderful. We'll make sure we point them there. Although I will say, you know, going out on like a stormy night to help a cow have a calf, that can be a pretty creative process in its own way, I guess. Well, I want to thank Kathy Swift very much for talking with me here. Really enjoyed learning more about her and her involvement on the Ag Chat Foundation as a board member. Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. If you've got a smartphone, whether that's an iPhone or now an Android phone, that you get your Ag Wired app. You can find that either in the iTunes store or in the Android market. Just do a search for Ag Wired and you'll find it. And get that on your phone and let us know what you think. And please feel free to write a review, by the way, or make a comment. That's always greatly appreciated there in the market or in the store. So that's the Zimcast. I hope you'd enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.